The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 9th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of the Waffle House of East Ridge, Clint Powell.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fairly well today.
I'm good. There for a minute, I thought we had gone back in time as we're starting to record this. I thought it was 2023 for a second.
He's calling me out. Yeah. I had to do a redo. This is called the second take.
It was, okay, let me just give everybody a little trend. Here's what it was like. Welcome to Vital Health Radio. It's June 43rd, 2023.
What? A little dyslexia.
That's okay. It's okay. We got it right this time, though. Now we got energy. We're ready to go. You got notes. Yeah.
We didn't really have to speak about it, but you did. So you are going to be punished.
Oh, you throw me under the bus all the time.
Yeah, you just wait.
I get messages all the time. Dude, I'm so sorry your car sucks, or so sorry, you know, I don't know how you tricked a girl to go out with you, but I'm, you know, sorry you've been
single.
I have
not spoke of your car in probably a year.
That's just not true, but that's okay.
Okay, you tell yourself 8 months. I mean, the paint job is something to behold.
It's a great paint job, except on the hood. There's a little spot on the hood.
Oh, a little spot. It's pure metal. Yeah, I have to wear two sunglasses.
Kids in college is what that's called.
Two pairs of sunglasses due to the metal shining sun.
If Sean would start paying me double to do this show, I could work it out.
Ooh, two Dasani's. Yeah.
I'd get two small things of water. What we got going on today, sir?
We have a interview on second segment, hopefully with from the Vascular Institute on strokes.
Strokes, yep.
So many people don't really understand the mechanism of strokes. Now, traditional medical models has their great information and advice. I'm going to throw it out before we do that also the Green Pharmacy has many options, one of which is called natokinase to keep the blood from becoming too thick. And I have really felt that if we can test people for fibrinogen, I've spoken of this many times. Fibrinogen is fibrin, which is a clotting factor. Well, guess what lowers it? It's called natokinase. Natto is a oriental food that's been eaten for 1,000 years and has a certain substance that thins the blood, not like a drug. It will not thin it where it's unhealthy and you have problems. It thins it to normal. And yet the traditional medical model will never embrace it because it's only about $20.
Well, you know, we've talked about this too. Sometimes on the radio, and this happens on podcasting too, we get used to the guest, right? So the reoccurring guest sometimes like, okay, we know what they're going to talk about. So this is the guest. But we also forget that on radio and podcast, there's always new listeners. Or we may have some of the same listeners listening to this podcast, but since the last time we had a guest on from VIC, if they are a family member, may have started going through a process like this. So the information, even though we may have heard it in the past, always hits new people or always hits at a different time. And what wasn't relevant last month may be super relevant this month.
Good point. So good point.
And these are always good information.
The Vascular Institute is amazing in every way. And by no means am I giving any negative connotation.
No.
I just want to expand the toolbox for everyone concerned.
Yeah. And they wouldn't be part of this show if they didn't agree with a lot of what you're doing anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they appreciate the other side of that coin.
I want to tell people, I don't know if you've ever been to Nutrition World on a Saturday from 10 to 1, but Bert the Farmer is present with us every single Saturday from 10 to 1. Who is Bert the Farmer? He's this cool guy from Italy, has a wonderfully great, if I was a woman, it'd be a sexy accent. I wish I could adopt it. because I'm already sexy enough. I guess.
Yeah, you can.
It would be real trouble.
I was going to say, how fair would that be?
Yeah, I mean, all
mustache, then the tattoos, then an accent. No, thank you.
16 and a half inch biceps, 5'11".
Okay. Hey. Isn't a dating show?
I'm dark.
You like doing long walks on the beach? Come on.
Well, Bert the Farmer is, you got to come see him. He came in a couple days ago and said, I want you to know I've got purple cauliflower next week. So he went out to his truck, came back in, and he said, look. And he brought in this huge, mongous purple cauliflower. Beautiful. And he also has next week a combination between broccoli and cauliflower. Those are the two probably most healthiest vegetables grown on Earth. Why? Because they have something called indole-3-carbinol that gets rid of toxic hormones that are damaging us.
So it's a cross between broccoli and cauliflower?
He's got that. Plus,
what do they call that? Broccoli flour?
You can make it up.
Broccoli? Okay, I don't know. I don't know what we're going
on. You know what? Maybe you
could
come ask Bert on Saturday from 10 to 1 at Nutrition World.
I think we should, and I also think you should never try to impersonate him again. That was
pretty loud.
I was watching that, and I actually had to turn away. I was like, okay,
that was not sexy.
I don't know who Bert is, but he's like, don't do that.
I did a video of him, so I'm going to play
cool.
it for you.
Yeah, that'd
later.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, and we do have several events coming up. I'm not going to go into the details because people can't remember the dates. You go to nutritionw.com under events. But the Foundations of Homeopathy has got a 4-week class on Monday nights. Amazing type of science for healing. Homeopathy is safe. It's been around for 100 years. There was at one time many, many medical schools that were homeopathically teaching medical students. And it has to do with like cures like. So if a plant grows that would cause you to be nauseous in excess in minuscule amounts, it will create a healing capacity of nausea. You do this, and they have probably 3,000 remedies. So you match the remedy with the symptom or the disease, and it can be overwhelming how fast the body can respond. So look under Nutrition W under events. Next is Eye Health. Dr. Troy White, you met him, Clint.
I did.
He came to the radio show a couple months ago. He's going to have a lecture on one day, on a Saturday, I believe, on why are we getting so much nearsightedness. And the thing is, I didn't really think much about nearsightedness because I thought, well, we'll just get glasses if that's happening because we're on tablets and computers. That's why it's happening. But then he educated me to the fact that it causes an increase in, and we talked about this last week because you didn't like what I said.
What was that?
Detached retina.
Yeah. I don't mind talking about detached retinas. You just talk about people waking up with detached retina out of nowhere. It's like I'll go to bed and I wake up and my retina's floating or gone.
Oh, it was the time of day that it happened.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, that's terrifying. If you have a detached retina during the day and there's stuff you can do about it, that's fine. But
to wake
just
up.
Waking up, what the hell? I mean, just wake up with a detached retina? I mean, come on, body. We're better than that.
Hey, text me after you wake up one morning with a detached retina.
Yeah. I can't see the thing to text you. That's the problem, Ed. I'm all of a sudden, you know, different world.
Well, maybe you could come to Dr. Troy White's lecture on that Saturday.
It sounds like I need to.
It does. And then he's also have another day where he's, and the lecture may be on a Thursday. I'm not sure. But look at the date on Nutrition W. But he will be doing another neuro lens screening at Nutrition World. And that is so cool because that shows whether your eyes are in alignment. And I'm always skeptical, but I'm so open-minded that I'm willing to try anything. I am wearing his glasses from the neuro lens because I failed the test. My right eye and left eye were like two front tires on your old truck that are out of alignment, which they probably are. And so they're wobbling. And I just got a bird over here on the side of the table. And so I got these glasses. Yes, they're a little pricey.
Work?
Well, the biggest reason I really wanted to take the plunge is because it said I could probably read about 8 words faster a minute and would recall better. It works.
Oh,
I can read faster than I've ever imagined in my life at this very elderly age. I cannot believe how fast I can read.
Really?
Yes. And all my life, my eyes have kind of like wandered on a page. I don't know if yours wanders. Mm-hmm. Mine does. Mm-hmm. I will read three sentences, and all of a sudden, it's like I'm on some weird sentence, and it just doesn't want to align. Mm-mm. So the neural lens has fixed that 100%. So come to Nutrition World for free scanning to see if your front end is aligned. And then on...
see if your front end is aligned.
I didn't mean
eyes.
To say that.
Yeah. Now we got some different expectations. We're not going to be checking people's front ends. We'll be checking your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go down the road. Continue on your nose.
Okay.
I'm stopping you right now. Before we have
that
to have
was
Sean
dangerous
censor
right there.
The show. Yeah.
How about a blood drive on June 29th?
Yes.
We have been wanting to do that for years. Why do we want to give donate blood? Well, one is it's good for people who certainly need it. And, you know, like me, I had double hip replacement. I didn't need blood, but I felt good that they probably had supplies if I did need blood.
That's right.
And there is some controversy around now in Japan and a few other countries of concerns about people who donate blood who have had the COVID vaccinations, and they are starting to separate those who did and those who didn't, because there's some evidence that is, of course, coming to the surface that was always there. That is, there may be some risk involved in that. It's going to be tough to find clean blood, that's for sure. And maybe, you know, for those who, if they did, they would could pay people to pay more money.
But if you're in an emergency situation and you need blood, give me the blood.
Yep.
We'll fight the next fight after we fight this
Bingo.
Fight. If I have to have the blood, this is why you want to do the blood drive.
That's right. And also, we speak continually about the one of the many things that traditional medicine completely ignores, which is excessive iron levels in ferritin storage iron. The only way, I saw a guy yesterday, ferritin should be about 70 on a man. His was 400. And, well, with that, his liver functions were very elevated. I said, you cannot have healthy liver with a ferritin of 400 because the iron is damaging the liver. Well, no one's ever checked that. I said, please go to Blood Assurance. He will. He's going to go twice. We're going to recheck it. Almost will guarantee his liver function will go back to normal.
I might trust if I can get up, because I've told you about this, but they won't take my blood. But I would love to get some blood taken off so your body can then regenerate. Mm-hmm. And I think it would help me because I'm sure my iron levels are high. I have not given blood in years because I can't. So I'd love to get that prescription. You have to have a prescription to do that.
Here's the deal. I don't want to speak out of class, but you are you a patient of Josh?
Yeah.
Okay. He can do that.
That's what I was going
to
do.
And that's... You can do that without having to go to Blood Assurance.
Well, I'm just saying, since they're going to be there, I wonder if they could do that. I wonder if they could just take some blood off.
It depends on how you answer all those questions.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. But I think it's good either way. You're going to, you know, whether you can do that or not, at least giving the blood's a good thing.
If you, which I know you're probably not going to, but if you did get that big, big, beautiful tattoo, you can't do it for, I think, a year.
Well, I haven't heard from the girl. I think she went on to probably better candidates. So I'm gonna have to find somebody else to do it. It's just she was so good at making animal tattoos.
She
look
was
real.
For what you showed me.
Yeah, and I'm a little disappointed. So, but that's okay. That's all right. We'll figure it out.
We'll see what's around the corner.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be going to talk about strokes with the Vascular Institute. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and had a little technical difficulties, but we have Dr. Will Harris on with us at Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Dr. Harris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, and you know, most of my 45 years in Nutrition World, and we have about 350 clients, customers a day who come through, and when they talk to me about their health and they kind of dig for my kind of feelings, I say, you know, I'm an ultimate hypochondriac, there's no doubt, but far less now than I used to be, because, you know, when you deal with people who are sick all the time, you always take on their sickness temporarily. But the one thing I always say is I think the one ailment that I would fear the most, and I have less fear today than ever, would be a stroke, because I don't want to be so handicapped on one half of my body, or the mental capacity be down so quickly with a stroke. Let's tell people exactly what is actually a stroke. It's not a heart attack, right?
You're correct, and it certainly can be just horribly devastating, but you know, patients who present with a stroke can, it's a situation where there are two forms of strokes. One type of stroke is where the brain or part of the brain is deprived of oxygen for one reason or another. And so that's what happens when a clot or something like that breaks off and travels to the brain. That's the most common type of stroke. And that's what we call an ischemic stroke. And that's where the brain doesn't get the oxygen it needs and brain cells die. You know, time, we talk about stroke, we talk about time being brain. And that's really the most devastating portion. And then the other type of stroke is where somebody can, you know, bleed into their head. And that's a much more difficult thing to prevent, and that's a much more touchy subject. And those are not as common by all means. And so when we talk about stroke, we talk about things that we can do to prevent stroke. And part of that is just the daily things that you guys promote, you know, healthy eating habits, exercise, managing your other medical comorbidities and things like that. So it's the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, but it's really, really can be preventable for the most part by, you know, doing the things that make you a better person, a healthier person.
And that's a big conversation, and we certainly have different groups that have different feelings on that. But we know there's some basic things like exercise and sleep and being hydrated. I'm a little bit more of the green pharmacy, taking the right nutrients. But we know that a lot of it can be prevented. I do have a question, just as always intrigued me. You know, sometimes you hear about people who have had the hemorrhagic stroke, which what you spoke about is the bleed out in the brain. Mm-hmm. Is sometimes were we born with this weakness?
Yeah, usually in a situation like that, either it's due to a trauma or it's due to somebody just being very unlucky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there can be aneurysms that form in the brain and things like that in those patients. And the arteries can rupture inside the brain. It can be devastating, and most of the time it's a fatal event, and it's not something one can prevent or something like that. But the strokes that are related to clots traveling to the brain and things like that, very oftentimes they're treatable and preventable type situations. Either it can be due to, you know, an irregularity in the heartbeat that can be detected by a checkup by your doctor and prevented with taking certain medications, or it can be due to a buildup of blockages in some of your arteries, which the most common being the carotid artery. Those blockages are the same things. The blockages are called peripheral arterial disease, which is the same pathophysiology, the same etiology, the same causative factors that cause coronary disease, the blockages in your hearts and things like that. And a lot of patients, I would say most of my patients who have the blockages in the carotid arteries also have some element of coronary artery disease as well. So, you know, and developing that coronary artery disease is what we see so frequently in the South. It's incredibly prevalent. What I tell patients, it's because of biscuit poisoning or
that's, you know, what I was about to ask you. Is it a lifestyle in this area? It's such a
hot
thing.
It is, and airing out their lungs. You know, at one point in time, and I don't know if this is still true, but Erlanger Health System had the second highest volume stroke center in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's because of, you know, everybody's prevalence for tobacco and everybody's prevalence for, you know, country fried this and that. This population is generally, it's a stroke belt.
I'm wondering why Clint has a tear rolling down his face.
Because gravy's fantastic. I think you'd mind your own affairs, Ed Jones.
All your hopes and dreams, right?
Absolutely. I'm just going to start eating at your waiting room is what I'm going to start doing. But one of the things, though, is sometimes I think I'm just kind of speaking from a patient's point of view. I could see getting to a point where I'm just kind of helpless. And I think because I've developed so many bad habits, maybe, but at the same time, there is a thing called moderation. I don't know how your take on it is. I've talked to Dr. Lasar on this in the past, though, but we don't have to give up gravy altogether. We don't have to give up.
I'm a huge fan of moderation. Yeah, everything should be, you know, except for cigarettes. I don't think those should be dealt with in moderation. But, you know, for the most part, even I'm a big proponent of, you know, the Mediterranean type diet. And part of that is, you know, things like olive oils and things like that. But also it includes wines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like red wine in moderation have been shown to be heart healthy and whatnot. So I'm a big proponent of that sort of thing. Now, I tell you to go out and get a case of beer and drink it tomorrow? No, that's not it at all.
No, but having a couple beers over the weekend, that's every now and then.
Yeah, that's moderation. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Let's talk about if someone had a loved one, a friend, relative, and they were having symptoms of a stroke, what would it look like?
That's a great question.
Not a hemorrhagic
recognizing
stroke.
Recognizing the symptoms and signs of a stroke are important to getting treatment and getting treatment fast. You know, if somebody has difficulty speaking suddenly, sudden arm weakness, sudden leg weakness, sudden face weakness, there's a thing they talk about, the FAST. So FAST stands for face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty. And lastly, the T means it's time to call 911. And the sooner you get a patient evaluated in the emergency department for stroke, the sooner they can begin treatment. Oftentimes, this treatment consists of the ER giving some sort of clot-busting medication in the emergency room in a very timely fashion. This means transfer to a stroke center where they go in and try and suck out the clot. And sometimes it's a transient thing, and the symptoms go away very quickly. But even then, in a situation like that, you need to get to an emergency department very quickly. This isn't something where you let it pass and say, I'll call my primary in the morning. This is something where you need to be seen emergently because, like I said, time is brain.
You know, so many times, though, I don't know if it's worse for men or women, but we don't want to, air quote, burden somebody, right? We don't want to go in and be nothing. You know, I've had friends have had heart attacks, mild ones, but they're like, why didn't you go to the doctor? And he's like, well, man, I just didn't want to make it a big deal. And then I find out it's just gas or something. And I'm like, yeah, but they would rather it be nothing. That's a good night.
But I'd rather have somebody to be burdened with than not anything
at all.
Nobody at all.
Yeah. So, they're happy to send you on your way with nothing wrong. That's the whole reason they got into medicine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you the next question, which the old school advice is, if you really thought you had a stroke, say you had previous history or you knew enough to know that it was, how about the aspirin thing? Tell us about taking aspirin when you feel it.
So, first first off, there's so many armchair quarterbacks and people who've read the New York Times. Aspirin is the best and cheapest drug on the market to prevent heart attack, stroke, things like that. And so it's a great drug. Its mechanism of action is it inhibits the platelets from functioning. So I tell most of my patients, you know, it's the most commonly drug used in vascular surgery, and it's one of the best drugs used in vascular surgery, and it's easily, far and away, the cheapest drug used in vascular surgery. And by inhibiting platelets, it helps to prevent that thrombus form that can, the clot forming that sends clot to the brains. Now, is it foolproof? Is it perfect? No, but it's certainly better than nothing, and it definitely has a stroke prevention risk and a heart attack prevention risk. And the first thing we give patients when they present to an ER with signs and symptoms of strokes and heart attacks, first thing we give them is an aspirin.
Oh, wow. Really? How many milligrams? So, the regular size?
81 milligrams of baby aspirin is perfectly appropriate. And even patients with history of ulcers and things like that, they can take an 81 milligram aspirin safely. Now, if you're taking 7 of them a day, then there's a problem. But if you're just taking one a day, it's a very safe, very healthy drug.
I take one every night.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I take one every night.
I love that. And I think most people's homes probably have aspirin in it. And if they have a 325 milligram, if they wanted to follow your...
That's fine, too. That's fine, too. You're not certainly overdosing by any means by taking it. The efficacy is the same from the antiplatelet effect for both dosages. You know, and there are other drugs that we use for stroke prevention in patients who we think are at elevated risk of stroke. Sometimes we'll put on patients on things like Plavix, which I'm sure you've heard of, which is kind of an adjunct to aspirin. It kind of has the same mechanism of action. I tell people it's like aspirin on steroids. And sometimes we'll put them on both Plavix and aspirin. Mm. And sometimes we'll put them on other drugs that prevent clotting too, especially if they have an irregular heartbeat that may have lend itself towards like an increased risk of stroke.
And last
things
question,
like Eliquis and Xarelto, even Coumadin, the old rat poison, sometimes was efficacious.
I like the way you called it, because that's what people certainly refer to it as. But let me ask you, the TIA, what kind of stroke is that, a TIA?
So a TIA, we kind of call them mini strokes. So we call it a transient ischemic attack. And that's exactly what it is. The symptom, by transient, means the symptoms resolve within hours, typically, even within 24 hours. And sometimes a transient ischemic attack, it'll be diagnosed as a transient ischemic attack, and if you were to do an MRI, you'll actually see changes that are consistent with the stroke. And sometimes you don't. But then that means we have to work up and figure out why you get it. It's signs and symptoms of a stroke that go away pretty quickly. So.
And I know Ed's about to wrap it up, but I just wanted to say, I think us three have come up with a good business plan. If we could come up with a gravy that is good, it's got the aspirin delivery component in it, in the South, I think we could make some money. That's a VIC,
gravy. A cholesterol-lowering drug.
Yes.
I think those should be in the water. But I wanted to tell you guys, I got a letter literally today from somebody who had been screened for carotid blockages at one of your nutrition health, at one of your Nutrition World Fairs.
Wow, awesome.
And she was found, she thought she was having signs and symptoms, the beginnings of dementia. And her brain, she said that her brain was just not functioning at its best. She went to a neurologist. She ended up firing the neurologist, but she went to one of your health fairs and got a screening. And one of our ultrasonographers was there and screened her carotids. And lo and behold, she had pretty severe blockages in both arteries. And we took her to the operating room and cleaned out both of her carotid arteries to decrease her stroke risk. But at the same time, sometimes people can have sort of a brain fog from this carotid artery blockage. And she is tremendously, tremendously better. Her brain is clear. She said that, I quote, unquote, "I'm looking forward to possibly being around to aggravate my husband and daughters for a few more years than I might have otherwise." Thank you.
Wow, that makes me feel good.
Credit to you guys for putting on those fairs, and you know, she's doing really, really well.
Well,
as a result.
I just hope that Clint gets his carotids cleaned out. Maybe it'll clear his brain thinking up. I don't know.
I'll give it a shot, man. That's good. That's a good testimonial to both of you, though.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, so for people who want to contact Vascular Institute, which is the ultimate, to me, the ultimate place anywhere in this area, all the way from Cleveland to Dalton, you name it, because you guys and women just know your business and you have a passion and you take care of the patient. This isn't about how much can we charge, how much insurance we'll pay, this, that. You want that person to get well as fast as they can, and you use procedures that are, I mean, I think surgeons are the heroes of medicine. I don't think pharmaceuticals are, but I think surgeons are. Now, I do, you know, and you do the, you do everything in the surgical arena. So how do people contact if they feel, hey, I'm kind of worried. I like that story that you just told, and I feel the same symptoms. I want to get checked out. What would they do?
Well, we do have a great team. We use the best technology we have available to kind of help people. But you can either go on our website, vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 423-602-2750. We've got offices in Fort Oglethorpe, in Chattanooga, in Cleveland, also in Dayton and Jasper. And we don't need a referral from your physician. We accept self-referrals. We're happy to see you and get you in and talk to you about, you know, your cardiovascular health.
All right, my friend. That's so awesome. Love talking to you,
Thank you, Dr. Harris.
And we will hopefully get you back on in the next couple of months. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more.
Thanks, fellas, for having me.
We'll have
Appreciate it.
Information and empowering information for you. So for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. It's a great, great interview with Dr. Harris. Love the information. I enjoy having him on, Dr. Lasar, any of those great experts. Tell people about your podcast, because podcasting to me, and I said this in a, not staff meeting, but in a community meeting just last week, I really feel that I want to always have a team of those who can teach me. And podcasting is some of my teachers, because it's the easiest, quickest, cheapest. And if I put together the routine for me, like I do it every morning for 45 minutes, or I may do some in the car, I find my teachers and I learn from them. I don't do it for entertainment. I do a little for entertainment. I'm not going to listen to something that's just like boring college classes.
Right.
But what your podcasts are very, very informative. What are they?
Well, my theory on it is it's infotainment. It's what we do here. We try to give information, but in a way that keeps people engaged. So I appreciate it. I have DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people, about 1,600 episodes over 7 years. I have TheCrimeCast.com. That's a crime, of course, podcast with old cases, new cases, policing, and the community with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. I have Of, By, and For the People with Constitutional Deep Dives. That's with my friends Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. Headlinesandopinions.com. You can find all those conversations. And then I have a failureavoidancecoach.com, or you can look it up, 5 to 9 coaching, 5 to 9 coaching. And those are short 3 to 10 minute audios about sales, business, and life. Because I also have a coaching component that I do. And then Jeff Styles, anything Jeff Styles, it was a talk radio guy for years, 30-year radio icon. We do podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He curates the headlines, and then he and I argue about stuff. So thank you very much. And then this radio show, Vital Health Radio, it comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. So if, let's say you miss it for a week and you just want to subscribe so you don't miss any of the episodes, any favorite podcast platform, you can find it at Vital Health Radio Download.
And another one of those educators is Brandon Knight, which is part of our coaching team at Nutrition World. And, you know, he takes on clients, and I have never heard more positives from people who have kind of struggling issues that need to be empowered. You have a stroke, that's not who, you don't go to Brandon. You have brain fog, you have just fatigues that's overwhelming, you think you might have parasites. Brandon is the guy, because Brandon is an encyclopedia of knowledge and is so passionate about helping his clients reach their optimal health. And he specifies in like anti-aging, gut health, anxiety, Lyme disease, body detox, much, much more. So on nutritionw.com, under our coaching, you can make an appointment with Brandon. And he actually was one of the key players in our anxiety clinic that we did a year ago that's on our site that you can purchase for $39 with about 5 hours of the real protocol for anxiety.
Yeah, and I remember that anxiety. If in order to attend it in person, it was like $100 or more, yes. I think, or more for that. And I still take, something from my gut every morning, a product that Brandon recommended me over a year ago.
Oh, yes.
Take it every day like it's a ritual with me.
I saw a picture that popped up, and I didn't believe it at first. I looked it up. It is absolutely true.
Okay.
And I'll show Clint this.
Yeah,
it's a picture
yeah.
of Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks very old.
Well,
he looks his age, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I'm not going to grow gray beards as I age. I just think it would make me look better to not grow that. But I love what he said. He's about to turn 94.
Okay, there we go.
And this is what the great Clint Eastwood looks like standing here. And he said, I don't let the old man in. I love that, because that's a song. I'm not going to let the old man in.
It was inspired by him.
Was it inspired by him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it was on his movie, wasn't it?
Well, he was talking to the gentleman that passed, Toby Keith. And they were talking. He goes, how do you do it? How do you keep going? Because it's real easy. I just get up every morning and just, I don't let the old man in. And he goes, do you mind if I try to make that a song? And he did it.
Ooh, I love that.
And he liked it.
How cool that you had that story. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He does say, I keep myself busy. You have to stay active, alive, happy, strong, capable. And this is what I like. You can tell that he has lived a life full of ups and downs and sideways. He said, I don't let in the old critic. Obviously, he was a critic like all of us seem to be at times. But the thing is, most people as they age, they become worse at it. They don't realize that their own worst enemy. He says, you have to stay active, alive, happy, strong, capable. I don't let in the old critic, hostile, envious, gossiping, full of rage and complaints and lack of courage. which denies to itself that old age, which can be creative and decisive and full of light. So he's managing his mental state in order for him to have the last of his years to be as valuable and joyous as he can.
Yeah.
I love that.
I would consider him one of my, everybody talks about how he's a movie icon, but there's a group of us that grew up and he was, you know, it was John Wayne and him. Those were the two guys I grew up with that were my movie heroes. And so to watch him get old, as graceful as he's doing it, still hurts my heart. I'm still like, dude, that, come on, man. You're always rawhide, man. You're always fistful of dollars. Come on. So
yeah, Clint and Pee Wee Herman, they were my heroes.
Oh, cool. There we go.
There we go.
All right.
Hey, I love to be the Grim Reaper for things for Clint because I like to bring up stuff that you would have zero idea that's good, bad for you.
Okay.
Do you not that you're going to even use this probably, but a study came out that found that they sent 40 bandages from 18 brands to an EPA certified lab, and 65% of the bandages were detected to have terrible, bad plastic and heavy metal ingredients. And these were sold at CVS and at Walgreens.
You know, Band-Aids.
They're called a Band-Aid.
Yeah, bandages. I mean, I know Band-Aid is a
Well,
is
it
a
says
thing.
Bandages.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so let me get this straight. You mean the, I want to say it back to you. The product that's got the plastic sticky part and then the white cottony part that's made probably from plastic, some sort of found to have plastic in it.
They were found to have plastic. Cool. These are linked to hormone disruption, increased cancer risk, immune system depression, and developmental effects. See, that's what you have, developmental effects,
but I'm
probably
saying,
from Band-Aids.
The things made of plastic, have plastic in them.
Guess what? Yeah. Nutrition World sells an organic Band-Aid now. That was before this. I'm just patting Nutrition World.
Are they called vegan Band-Aids?
They're not called vegan Band-Aids.
You can get vegan Band-Aids or meat Band-Aids over here. I'm trying to figure out.
I want a carnivore Band-Aid.
I'd like a Band-Aid full of omega-3 fatty acids, please.
Hey, there you go.
That's what you should do. Have Band-Aids that come with like stuff on them.
We also, I'm almost certain we have a Band-Aid with the Manuka honey on it.
Now that would be, that I have actually, I just came in and bought Manuka honey 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep a jar of it all day. I put a little bit in my coffee every morning. It's expensive, but I don't care. It's good for you.
There's not a honey that can make the immune system work as well as Manuka. And I told this story, I know, on Vital Health Radio because I've told it too many times. But a lady came in the store, it was probably 2 months ago. Cat had a lung infection. The vet said, I'm sorry, ma'am. We've tried every antibiotic that there is in our pharmacy.
Right.
She said, happened to be in the store. Stacy came and got me. And she said, "What, do you have any last words of wisdom?" I said, and I just thought about it. And I just sat there for a minute. Sometimes we have to sit and let our brain use intuition instead of trying to be logical. And I said, Manuka honey. And she did it. And 2 weeks later, she came back.
How do you give the, is it a dog you said or
no,
cat?
No, it's a cat.
Okay, so I guess you just put it in the food.
One teaspoon twice a day. And we have two grades. We have a medical grade that's extremely potent with the antibacterial effects. I said, don't get the less expensive. Get the $55 one, one teaspoon a day. 2 weeks later, total cure. Could not believe it. The vet couldn't believe it. The woman couldn't believe it. So
this is how naive I am. This is a naive question that if you get asked on the floor, you would all answer me seriously and then go back to the back and laugh at me. Uh-huh. So if I get the cheap one, which I think has got half the healing properties, if I doubled up on it in 2-to-1, would it give me double the antibiotic? Would I get then what I would get out of the one teaspoon from the high grade?
That's a very good question. That is actually a very sound question. And I have dealt with that with what we call colloidal silver. When one of the companies said, ours is 250 parts per million, but if you use two teaspoons instead of one, you'll have 500 parts per million. I said, no, that's not the way it works. But no, you're not. You're not going to get the double amount. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked because that's what I would default to.
But if to be well, you just need small amounts like you're doing.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you get sick, you double it. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I love this Instagram person. She called Moms Across America. And she is spending a lot of money to test products. And what she did was she sent 40 samples of baby formula in and had it tested for heavy metals, specifically aluminum and lead. Well, guess what lead does? We know from the 1950s.
IQ.
Yeah. It lowers. That's why people who had paint on their walls and the kids were scraping and eating it were, you know, they did not develop properly. And so she is rocking the world with this information.
What did she find out?
And she found out that 40 samples were tested positive. 40 samples were tested positive for the heavy metals, including that. And I've got the list of the companies. Babies Only. I'm just going to read a few.
Yeah, yeah.
Earth's Best, Infamil, which is the big company. Infamil Soy, Gerber.
Ooh.
Kirkland. Kirkland is that Costco?
I don't know.
Or Sam's, one of those two. And then one called Mama Bear, Similac. I mean, everybody knows about Similac. And I'm sitting here looking at the lead and aluminum. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, a company should already have known this before they did it. They shouldn't wait to get caught.
Yeah, I'm glad you're still on Instagram to get those kind of things. That makes me happy that somebody's still there.
And so you're still off.
I'm not going back.
Well, there's healthy versions,
but I'm afraid
you're an alcoholic and you can't do that.
Oh, I'm glad you pinned me. I'm really disciplined and I've just decided I'm going to spend my mind space with better things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. I'm getting better every day.
I will inform you of all the knowledge that you've missed.
Thank you, sir. Well, that's why I do the radio show. I come in here and I go over your anal retentive notes that you go through like a savant over there as you're thumbing through. Have you found one that we're going to go to next?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not one that's a Grim Reaper. It is, why do we yawn? Do you know why we yawn?
Yeah, it's a reflex to not get enough sleep.
I guess could be part of it, but it says that's really not a good answer.
Too much gas, some sort of hormone deficiency.
I'm sorry I asked the question.
Lead on Band-Aids? I don't know.
Bingo, how did you guess it? It was the Band-Aids that makes you yawn.
My paint job on my car, that's what it is. What do we got?
Yawning starts before you're born and continues throughout the rest of your life.
Of course.
It's often associated with being tired, but research demonstrates that yawning may be the result of your body attempting to cool your brain, which gets overheated when you're sleep deprived or exhausted. Did not know that. Didn't know your brain got overheated when you're sleep deprived. Yawning may help you bond more closely with your dog, not your cat. But you should not experience excessive yawning because if you have a whole lot of yawning, it could actually show that you might have multiple sclerosis, heart attack, or liver failure.
Of course.
Interesting that yawning has to do with bonding with your dog. I don't get that one. But an overheated brain.
Well, you know, when your car's overheating, they tell you a lot of times turn on the heat to let the heat. So I think it's your body's way of going, hey, we need a little ventilation up here, buddy.
That is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Good quick thinking for a guy of your...
Well, especially, I'm used to it because my brain's so big.
Oh,
so it overheats kind of quickly. All right. Wow.
Yeah, yawning is contagious. All right. Well, guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, have a little bit of words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. Have you ever heard of the American philosopher, novelist, Jack London?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's pretty popular.
Yeah.
I love this. It came out, and again, there's two sides to most things in life. Social media has a very dark side and also a very bright side.
Absolutely.
And on the Facebook called Philo Thoughts Philosophy, I'd look at it every day from people who are very, very wise, in my opinion. This is what Jack London wrote. I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. Up to a certain point, it is necessary for man to live his life in the world in which he finds himself and to make the best of it. But beyond that point, he must create a world of his own. And the greatest thing about life is that it is always giving us the opportunity to create something new. It is never too late to start over, to make a fresh beginning, and to blaze a new trail. Life is short, and we have but a brief time in which to explore, to learn, to experience, and to create. Let us make the most of that time, and let us burn brightly like meteors across the night sky, leaving behind us a trail of light and inspiration for those who come after us. That's just like we just talked about with Clint.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Powell.
No, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, that he's making himself still a light at 94. Not all day long, I'm sure, but he understands, he has his feet in the right place. I really believe that.
No, I agree. I love that quote.
I've always wondered, not really wondered, because I really thought I already knew the answer to this, is washing your hands in cold water, is washing your hands in warm water necessary for it to get rid of germs, dirt, and bacteria?
No.
And it says, one study says using cold water works just fine if you follow a few important methods. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration used to state that plumbing fixtures... Clint is over here. He's got his head on his desk almost. I am the Grim Reaper.
Keep going.
Is opening up a whole new category. We may not need hot water, dummy.
I don't use hot water on the washing hands most of the time anyway.
In cold?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that you've been doing right all these years.
Okay. But
probably.
You're going to tell me there's a protocol. 2 minutes. I got to sing happy birthday while I'm doing it. You got to get under your nails with a pocket knife. There's something I'm going to have not done right. You got to wash it with acid. I don't know. Keep going.
Well, I don't know either because I forgot. I did these notes some time ago.
I'm going to stop talking and let you talk.
So it says here that we most of us learned in kindergarten that washing in hot soapy water is imperative to kill germs. It's ingrained in us. But using soap with cold may seem as if hot would do a better job, but is actually there's no scientific answer that has proven that hot is any better than cold.
Right.
Research says that if the water you're using to wash your hands is lukewarm or even cold, it does just as well to remove bacteria as long as you have soap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you're right for a change. Dang.
I'm right all the time. It's just you want to go to, by the way, this just in, if you're alive, it's been found to lead to death. Yes, life leads to death.
Ancestry.com for dogs.
Yeah, all the things you bring up. Yeah, there's fluoride in that. There's something in this. Of course there is. Of course.
I find this very intriguing because we're about to wind this up. But this is a fact. This was the one on the fact site that fully checked out. Schizophrenic hallucinations are shaped by culture. This is interesting because the medical field always thinks that is, I don't know, I'm not even going to go that direction. But in the United States, the voices that schizophrenic people hear are harsher and more threatening. In Africa and India, they are more benign and more playful.
Huh.
They work with anthropologists who work on psychiatric illnesses, teach us that these illnesses shift in small but important ways in social worlds. Psychiatric scientists tend not to look at cultural variation. Someone should, because it's important, and it can teach us about psychiatric illnesses. How
the voices are playful in some.
Yes,
what a nice break that would be if you have that problem. It's that's way different than kill the neighbors. That's way different than that. Than just
that speaks of our culture.
It does.
It has to.
Absolutely.
And who would have thought that?
I'd never even considered that an option.
Of course, Africa and India, they certainly have completely radically different ways of raising children and all that. Lastly, is histamine to blame for your headache, hives, or heartburn? Several symptoms may reveal an allergy, such as the sneezing or rash, but many of the same symptoms can be caused by histamine overload. And histamine overload is cumulative, but there is an enzyme called DAO. Have you ever taken DAO?
Uh-uh.
It's called diamine oxidase. And what that does is we have a lot of it in our body. It basically digests histamine. We sell it in 10 pill packages, so you take one pill twice a day for 3 days, and if you have histamines, you will know in 3 days. You will feel better, less brain fog, less stuffiness. And so it's an interesting compound, and by no means I'm not just saying it to push that. DAO is pretty cool because about one third of the people who try it say this was life-changing. I finally don't feel like I'm having these symptoms constantly and having to take Benadryl or take something else.
I take a Zyrtec every day. Yeah. Every morning I take a Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to avoid the allergies, it's 24 hours Zyrtec.
Well, that makes you avoid it. Yeah, that cures that allergy, boy. I tell you, it just makes your body so strong. It just fights it off like a Viking. Huh. That fights it like
a
Viking.
What's what I'm going to do for next minute?
He's leaving me, abandoning me at the last minute of the show.
I'm yawning because my brain's so big over here.
It's overheated. Yeah. I thought I saw steam coming out of the ears.
Yeah, I'm trying to do math over here. Yeah, it's hard. This is a good show, though.
All right. Yeah, it was. I love this. It's self-therapy for both of us. And
absolutely,
hopefully the three people listening will enjoy this. No, actually, I get comments all the time. Very proud of Vital Health Radio. Actually,
you should be. You've been doing it a long time.
Well, and you've been such a great guest. I mean, guest. Guest also.
Yeah.
But co-host. I love you having on you. I having you on here. I'm having a stroke right this moment since I talked to Dr. Harris. My words are getting backwards,
and
but it's
Ed
okay.
Ed is not on me, ladies and gentlemen. Can we wrap this one up?
Call Dr. Harris immediately.
He's not on me. I want him to go clear.
He said, take an aspirin. So
take an aspirin.
All right.
Yawn and you'll be fine.
All right, my brother. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and very bright day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.